Magic Breakfast with Brooke.
From the jungle to the living room, there really is only one guy who can cook in it all, and he joins me on the line at the moment. It's Colin Fastenage. Hi, Colin. How are you going?
Good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Hey, I want to talk to you. I want to take you back a little bit first to the start of this year where you were in the Australian jungle cooking up a storm, where Australia really got to know you as who you are. How was that for you? What was the experience like?
I don't think they showed how hard it was, like the lack of food, and just you're actually in there. You don't even see cameramen or anything because it's just so enclosed. So you're in there with your thoughts, basically. But I mean, you know what? After the year we had, and I went into the jungle with this sort of attitude that, you know what, just enjoy it. And if you're going to have an argument with someone, don't.
Yes.
Because, you know, life's a bit too short. I think years ago I probably would have argued and not been so nice. But anyway,
yeah.
I had a ball. Every day I woke up, I was like, you know, I think near the end it got a bit hard because you don't see kids that are
of
a bit
course.
Hungry, so everything's a bit more emotional.
Yeah, well, look, and I think it was great to be able to watch you and see you as a human as well, not just a chef on screen. But you are back in civilization now, and you're actually going to be on The Living Room tonight on Channel 10. What can we expect?
Oh, well, The Living Room is one of these shows, you know, it's a great show. You've got DIY, which I can't do, so bad with that. You've got Miguel, who no one can understand. And then, so Dr. Chris, obviously from the jungle, we know each other, and then he's trying to stitch me up again tonight. So it's not a straightforward food or cooking. It's basically Colin getting pranked.
Oh no,
with Miguel. So it's tuning in as well, worth the watch, and it's quite funny actually.
Absolutely, and that Dr. Chris, he can't be trusted. He always is so horrible to you guys that have been on the Summer Celebrity Show.
Such a good looking man.
Yes, oh, I know. It's almost unnatural. So tell me, my favourite question to ask the chefs of the world is, what is your go-to home-cooked meal that's just easy to whip up when you want something nice and simple?
Well, it depends on the type of chef when you say that, what's easy. Like I like a good braised or a good beef cheek or a slow roast pork. So something that goes in one pot with lots of vegetables that gives you a stock, so a piece of meat that you braise. But then that stock goes on and lasts for another dish. And everything only goes... That's the thing with chefs. Everything only gets cooked in one pot because at home you got to wash it yourself.
That makes sense. I like it. And now I'm very hungry at far too early in the morning. Well, you can catch Colin Riverland on The Living Room tonight on Channel 10. Thank you so much for joining me today, Colin.
Thanks, guys. Tune in tonight and enjoy it.
They will, I'm sure. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.